Do complex legal issues hold you back? Let's get energized and bring clarity to your top legal questions. This is Law Talk with the Flock by Guzman Law Firm.
Hello, I'm your host, Gina Guzman, a CEO, lawyer, author, and woman business owner here to help navigate you through the law, your business, and life as a leader. For today's episode, I have with me Omaha Managing Partner, Andy Simpson. Andy is the Business Law Practice Area Chair here at the Guzman Law Firm. And today, we're going to talk about the Corporate Transparency Act. Welcome to the podcast, Andy.
Good morning. Thank you, Gina, for having me. As Gina said, I'm the Omaha Managing Partner of the Omaha Office of the Guzman Law Firm. I also chair and lead our Business Transactions Department, and I've been reviewing the Corporate Transparency Act, or as we like to call it, the CTA, both internally for our lawyers and externally for our clients. So thank you for having me here today. Look forward to discussing this matter.
Excited to have you on to talk about it, because I think this is a law that's going to affect a lot of small businesses, medium-sized businesses in America. From that vantage point, Andy, in general, what is the Corporate Transparency Act?
Yeah, the Corporate Transparency Act is an act that was enacted by the United States government actually in 2021. The purpose of the Corporate Transparency Act is for the government to get a better handle on ill-gotten funds being used through shell corporations in the small business sphere. So it really is an anti-money laundering act. And its purpose is very useful and timely. There is some compliance requirements that go along with that act for the non-bad actor companies that which would fit into our clients' needs. That act is actually being implemented and enforced by a governmental agency called the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, or FinCEN. So it was enacted in 2021, but it is now just as of January 1, 2024, being put into place and rulemaking, and the portal's been open. So,
well, our federal government passed this law and now it's effective, but they just recently started issuing a bunch of rules on it, haven't they, Andy? Because there hasn't been a lot of talk, I think, among business owners yet on the Corporate Transparency Act, and many people haven't heard about it yet, and yet it's going to affect them.
That is true. I mean, it did kind of sneak up on everybody a little bit. The rulemaking, the final rulemaking for the FinCEN implementation of the act actually came down, I believe, in late September of 2023. So that rulemaking is what sort of structured how each of these small businesses and practitioners, attorney practitioners, are to help their clients comply with that act. As I said, it has been implemented and it has gone into effect as of January 1, 2024. So now is the time to view it, understand it, put it into action when necessary for our clients. And we're actively working on that right now.
Excellent. So what's this mean for business owners?
Well, what it means for business owners, it's not as scary as it sounds, but there are some compliance and, you know, sort of looking in the mirror that each business owner needs to do. The reality of it is really all the government is asking for is for each small business. And I say small business because there are exemptions to this act. The exemptions really do carve out all large companies, publicly held companies. The act is going to apply more so to small businesses. Each small business that does not fit a particular exemption has to file what they call the beneficial ownership information with FinCEN. So acronym for that is BOI. You'll hear that tossed around a lot. And all that really is providing FinCEN with tangible information of the exact ownership of any entity. So what it means for a small business is they need to do that. Now there are some timeframes. Any small business established prior to January 1, 2024 has a full year to provide this information to FinCEN. Information being driver's license, passport, social security number, you know, very sensitive personal information. but information that the government can then use to verify ownership to make sure they're not shell companies passing money through on a money laundering scheme. So.
All right. So if they were in business before January 1, they have this year of 2024 to get this filing done. How about new companies that are formed in 2024? When do they have to get this filing done?
Yes, great question. So any new company formed or any, and this is important also, any change in ownership or change in control of an existing company or a new company, January 1, 2024, moving forward, you have 90 days from the formation of that new entity and or the enacting of the change in control of that company to file this information with FinCEN. So the time frame gets shorter looking forward, right? 90 days. Now, it's worthy of noting that right now in the current rules, January 1, 2025, that window shrinks down to 30 days. So the existing companies have a year, new companies 90 days. Moving forward, as it currently stands, 30 days in 2025.
And how is the Guzman Law Firm working to help navigate this law and help their clients comply with the Corporate Transparency Act?
Yeah, we are absolutely here to help. We are internally putting together information to provide to all of our clients and all of the people who may also, you know, have questions about this publicly, about what the CTA is. Try and make it not scary, because it's not scary. We just need to do a little bit of elbow grease and get folks registered. Also, we have a system set up internally whereby we are already ready, willing, and able to file these reports for folks. We have internal processes where we're also able to protect their sensitive personal information that they would be sending to us. So we are here to help, and we are actively getting that information to our clients so we can start registering our clients with FinCEN so they're in compliance.
Andy, does that involve getting copies of their driver's license or their passport in order to load those into the FinCEN portal?
It does, as a matter of fact. That's the exact information that FinCEN is looking for under the Corporate Transparency Act. So how you give that information to us as your attorney, if we were doing that for you, is information that we would be passing on to our clients. I'll be very candid, and I think the public in general needs to be very cautious about this because of that nature of that information. The portal's been live for about, 16 days now. And there's already a multitude of scams out there asking for people to submit their information so that way someone somewhere can help them file their BOI return. So my suggestion is very simple. If you have any questions, call your attorney and only provide that information to your trusted advisor. And in this case, I would suggest that would be your law firm, and for our clients, be the Guzman Law Firm.
Fantastic. Well, that's really good advice, because anytime there's an opportunity, there's a scammer out there trying to work it, as we know. And we used to see that, and we probably still do as well. When people were forming new companies, they'd go to the wrong site to get their employer identification number rather than the IRS.gov site. And those scams have been around forever. And now I'm sure there's going to be all these new scams related to Corporate Transparency Act FinCEN filings. So got to be careful out there and cautious. So work with your trusted advisors and get the right information. And make sure you get your filing done and work with the other owners to gather their data so you can make sure that your filing is complete. Because if you don't file, Andy, let's talk about that just briefly. What can happen?
Yeah, so that's, Gina, you're absolutely correct. This is not an optional thing. Every business that does not fit within an exemption has to file. If you do not file within the prescribed timeframes, there are pretty stiff penalties. There's pretty severe financial penalties and honestly, potential criminal penalties. So I think, you know, everyone should take it serious, but we don't want people to be scared or rushed. The government and FinCEN have done a good job of making it a pretty easy process and providing timeframes that are realistic to comply with. It's just something that becomes an ordinary part of doing business. And we're ready to get that going for our clients.
Well, thank you, Andy, for sharing your insight today and for all your good work in helping clients comply with the Corporate Transparency Act. Have a great day, everyone. Go make it worth it. Goodbye.
Thanks for joining us for Law Talk with the Flock by Guzman Law Firm. We hope you feel energized and ready to soar past your goals. Become a Flock fan and subscribe to our podcast for weekly episodes. Learn more at GoosmanLaw.com.